In our 21st century, more than half the world's population lives in an urban environment, with natural nocturnal darkness, something that many can only read about. But those of us who live in a rural setting still mostly enjoy the splendors of the natural night. More than that, a dark night is important for health. The surest known cause of breast cancer is the absence of nocturnal darkness. Because studies confirm that women who work the night shift and therefore sleep when daylight is streaming into their bedroom, or those in cities who have streetlights leaking in and keeping their rooms from being fully dark, suffer altered melatonin levels that unfortunately correlate with a much higher cancer incidence. Backyard astronomers seek out full darkness because all sorts of gorgeous phenomena only materialize when there is no artificial sky glow. For the past 20 years, I've led annual tours to central Alaska for the Northern Lights and to the Atacama Desert and the Andes Mountains to see Southern Hemisphere celestial wonders at their best, having also observed the heavens from Death Valley, the Sonoran Desert, and the Australian Outback. I can tell you that in those places, the Milky Way blazes with such brilliance that it actually casts shadows. Our Catskill and Adirondack skies are not that good, although there are places in both parks that come close. Using special sky measuring equipment, an SQM meter, I've confirmed that the best New York State and Western Massachusetts skies do attain a 21.0 magnitude per square arc second darkness level, which is nicely unspoiled. From such skies, the Milky Way displays countless superimposed black nebulae that form intricate patterns that Central and South American cultures regarded as the focal points of life itself. So whether it's detail within the Milky Way or the intricate patterns of the Aurora Borealis, dark skies convey a sense of infinitude, even if merely because we then see a sky crammed with stars. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.